White building with tiny tower a-pintin' up to the heavens. 2 acres of sacred ground blanketed in roses and old-fashioned flowers. Cool, winding, fern-edged paths just a-going nowhere. And sweet-throated songbirds a-twitterin' a welcome to the stranger passing by. That's the country church of Hollywood, good friends. We've been a-listening to Parson Hopkins and Sister Sarah sitting in their buggy and a-talking on the books that the agents is showing all the neighbors. Law me, from what all I hear, the neighbors say, there's mighty nigh everything in the world in them there books. Well, here they are right near the church and coming to meeting.
Oh, the books will do you a lot of good, Josiah. You know you are a little backwards in education,
yes,
anyhow.
Well, I know I am, honey, but I've got as mouth as much book learning as I had a chance to get now. Mm-hmm. You know I have. You see, there's 2 things that keep people from getting educated. One is they don't get the chance to go to college, you see, where the smart fellas learn the things to the pupils. And the other thing is they don't take the education when it's offered to them.
Yes, one more class, too, Josiah.
What's that?
The folks that ain't got the place to put their education when it's offered to them.
Edith, you ain't by any means putting me in that class, eh?
No, I wasn't doing that. You've got a bright mind.
Edith.
You pick up things pretty quick, I think. However, I do wish you'd get those books.
Me get the books, honey? Why, he wants $1.02 down on the whole set, you see. And then he says he'd write in here for us to send $1.25 every month. Now, where's all that money coming from? That's the question now. You ain't offered to help none with the chicken and the egg money. Now, have you?
No,
you haven't, and I hate to write and ask the children.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
What is that?
We've got more turnips and potatoes than we can use, even allowing for what I aim to send the Widow Walton.
Yes.
I'll tell you what you do. You get up early and gather the vegetables and the potatoes, take them to the hack so Joe Bat can sell them for you in Pumpkin Center.
Yeah, and when did I have time to think or read the books? I forgot to work myself to death like that to pay for
it. You mean how would you get the fish or loaf at the shoe shop in the store?
Honey, you really don't know how much I do know. I ain't always telling everybody what I know. No,
all
I don't.
All right. Oh, dear. I've done my very best to help you, Josiah. An angel couldn't do no more than that.
There you go. Slow down there, Dan, now. You see that bump there. And that ain't all, honey. The very name of them books sort of scares me off. The Encyclopedia. Why, you know that's sort of over my head. Of course it is.
Well, that's what you want such books for, Josiah. To get your head up so the way such thoughts won't go over. That's education.
All right, I'll get the book. But how are you going to help? You talking about what you going to help me do?
Well, I'll pay the dollar and a quarter down out of my egg money.
Yes, and leave me to bear the burden of paying all the balance of it.
Dollar down. Jesus is a captain we will never fear. Will you be enlisted as a volunteer?
Well, howdy. Yeah, you all seen the agent with them books? Ricky, I never saw such books in my life. There's a wagon load of them in one set. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, did you hear what Mose Williams, you know what he called them?
No, what was that?
He said the encyclopedia. He said it's about to win. But Bill Evans, you know, fella come up and said, would you be interested in a cyclopedia? He said, no, sir, no sack of peanuts. Says, I raised my own. Well, I'm mighty glad to see you all here. You got your books all ready?
Good enough,
yeah. Hi, Brother Rudy. So glad to see you all out. Now, I tell you, here's a touching piece. I love thy house, O Lord. Now, do your best on that. Touches and an awful tender thing. Love is, you know, it's awful tender. I'll tell you another good one. You'll find the old folks especially love the meeting house. You see, they ain't got time to gallivant around so much, and their memories are mighty precious. And those memories get sweeter. See, ain't you all got a piece there on something about sweeter? Sweeter as the years go by? You all got that? All right, let's get together on it now, and we'll bear you up if you sort of get weak on it. Good singing, such as it is. Boys, it ain't have never had no more chance than you all have had. I think you do right well. There's a thought that's been mighty sweet in my mind, sort of like the perfume of a flower that you've laid away. There in that 14th chapter of John, you know, it's always like a bouquet of roses. I was reading it along, and there you see the Lord was talking to one of the disciples, and he said to him, the way I go and the whither you know and all that you know. He's telling them what they know, you see, the way you know. Well, I was talking to that professor that is out here around advertising for the normal. And he said, by the way, there's a beautiful thought there, Parson. I said, what is that? And asked me if I ever read Hebrew. I told him, no, I just read the county paper. I ain't never subscribed for nothing else. Well, he says there in the Hebrew, it says there that word know means more than what you get out of books. He says you get it sort of a kind of an ignition that comes to you natural, just a natural ignition in the mind. And you know that's what's in my mind today. There are things that you can't get in that book, that, well, encyclopedia book that fella's selling, dollar down, a dollar forever. Well, now, I just go on to show you a case of it now. You know, when Sarah and I was visiting over, you remember when we took the rooster in the sack? All them potato plants that ain't adding went on over, you see, to visit them. Well, when we was over there, we was telling the grandbaby, you see, how old is she now, honey? She's about 4 inches. Mm-hmm. Well, we was telling her goodbye, and she got a little pencil out and a little paper and wrote down. She's learned to sort of print out a little, and she looked up at us with tears in her eyes and said, you know, I'm going to write you all when you go back to way out there to Goose Creek. And, well, it touched me off. I said, well, I wish you would, honey. And she said, but I can't say all I want to. And she says, Grandpa, and Grandma, when I can't say it, you know what I'll do? I'm going to put a little cross like this down at the bottom. And them will be for kisses and for all the things I'd like to say that you know anyhow. You understand. Well, the letter comes. We got it now. It's put up there in a frame. I framed it myself. Spent the day of fixing it. And down in the sides, them there little crosses, you see, you know. That's what she meant. The cross, you know. Little cross, yeah, the kiss, the tenderness. Yes, and I'm going to tell you, before God ever lets a soul leave out from that other world to come here, there's a sort of an understanding between them. There's a lot of things they know that nobody ever has to tell them. You don't get it out of no books. You'll understand a lot behind it. That's why you see so much behind a rose. That's why there's so much behind a sunset. Sure is.
Goodbye, everybody.